We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, CP, I got a lot of flack because I've said over and over, so much has been building around here. I'm in the tri-state area. Yeah. You know what? I hear it. You know, Mike Vaccaro, outstanding writer for the New York Post, talking about this is a team that's a contender now and all these things. And all I just said was they have to relax because they're still a team that I don't know if they have a solid number three score or even a number two. How do you look at this team compared to last year's team that surprisingly lost to the Miami Heat in that second round?
Man, I got to take this back to the RJ Barrett trade for OG Anunoby, because while it was I thought it was a great trade for the Knicks based on what they paid for and based on what they got in terms of how he fit the team, I expected them to have some growing pains, take a step back with the loss of Emmanuel Quickly. They had Mitchell Robinson has been out. Now Julius Randle has been out. And I expected them to take a step back. But this team has still been punching forward, and that's behind the brilliance of Jalen Brunson. I mean, I just pulled up a clip on my Knicks Fan TV account on Twitter from Fred Katz of The Athletic, who talked about, this was from our preseason conversation, and he said, look, there's people in the Knicks organization who believe that Jalen Brunson is due for another leap in his second year with the Knicks. And that's after having a brilliant year last year. And his reasoning was, if you look at the way that he finished the second half of the regular season last year and headed into the playoffs. I mean, in that second round against the Miami Heat, he was one of the few people. It was Jokic, it was Brunson, it was Murray, who was able to solve that Miami Heat defense. Eric Spoelstra was speaking so glowingly of Jalen Brunson. So he's been a major part of that. And, you know, the way that they've come together around OG Anunoby defensively, the way that they've been able to rebound the ball, yes, they still need another reliable score, because when they head into the playoffs, the biggest question mark is going to be Julius Randle, the health of Julius Randle and how he performs at that level. But I still do think that once the playoffs start and defenses are locking in on you and they're taking away your strengths, you're still going to need that other guy that can go out there and get his own. And I still think the Knicks are still missing that third reliable option that can go out there and get it for them in a big spot.
All right, Hamptonian, and I'm going to see what you know about Precious Achiuwa. With that trade, with him coming there and inserting him in the starting lineup, this dude getting you 16 rebounds. Is this something that you look at and say, where's our bench? I mean, you got Hart starting. I mean, these are things that you factor in. Yeah. But when Julius gets back, so give me your impression of Precious.
Yeah, early impressions was, man, this guy has no hands. He's looking lost out there. I mean, this guy just looks like a throw-in in the trade, which we needed the center depth. But I'm like, man, once Jericho Sims comes back, once Mitchell Robinson comes back, we're going to have to move Precious to the third spot. But he has filled in admirably for those guys. He's getting after it on the boards. A lot of times, you know, OG Anunoby has missed two games right now. But yeah, Precious Achiuwa guarding Pascal Siakam. He's out there trying to cover wings and giving it a good go, especially on the defensive end. In their win, in their come-from-behind win over the Pacers, in crunch time, Precious Achiuwa, he gets a tip in, he gets a block shot, and he gets a steal. and a couple of key rebounds in crunch time. And that's what you need from your bench. He's filled in and been a typical Tom Thibodeau guy. He's going to play tough. He's going to play gritty. He's going to play defense. And now he's becoming a fan favorite very fast. And so the key thing here for the Knicks, as they've been the hottest team in the NBA, is they've done it with their depth. And Precious Achiuwa definitely deserves those accolades.
Yeah, he is.
I have one more. And when you look at it, what do you think, as far as the bench, as far as the Knicks bench, is that what is going to carry them on in the playoffs? Because you can go deeper now.
Yes. I believe it is for a few reasons. You know, with Josh Hart, with Precious, I mean, they have the defense, they have the toughness, and they can get boards. I still think they are still missing that playmaker, shot creator at the guard spot. Although Miles McBride has been playing very well in that role, it's more, his role has been more of 3-and-D. Whereas I think in the playoffs, they're going to need somebody who can help create for that second unit and get them going, as well as create for him, for himself. And so, you know, the bench, they have their guys. They have their guys that can defend, rebound. They have shooting. I think they just need just one more playmaker off that bench to help kind of bring things together. Because when Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle are sitting there on the bench, you're going to need somebody that can hold a lead or maintain, you know, striking distance so that when you bring Brunson in, he's the most clutch player in the NBA right now, I believe, he can take you home.
Yes, he is CP the franchise, creator of Knicks Fan TV and the NBA Report also.
And a Hamptonian.
And he's also SiriusXM NBA radio host here on SiriusXM Radio. CP, when you look at Julius Randle, some great news. It, obviously, the shoulder injury is not as serious as it was thought of. And obviously, he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. But would you say that I put Julius on a list with Joel Embiid, Paul George. I think I can't remember the other player right off there. But those three guys there that no matter what, they're going to be judged, maybe even James Harden, to be judged what they do in the postseason compared to what they do in the regular season, because he's already made another All-Star selection. Is that the same belief and feel that you have, and that's something around sitting around a lot of Knicks fans? Like, it's great what we see in the regular season, but it has to translate to the postseason when it comes to Julius Randle?
Yeah, Gerald, you hit it right on the head. I mean, regular season, he's been great again. Another All-Star appearance. If he would have stayed healthy here, you could see him in an All-NBA in one of those teams. And I got to give Julius Randle a lot of credit, because if you listen to a lot of his sound bites in the offseason, he talked about studying the game a bit more. Especially when he was out rehabilitating his ankle last year, looking at film, looking at the fact that he sometimes takes bad shots. And that was often the critique with him. He's taking long twos out of rhythm and not going to his strengths, which is utilizing his physical skill set, his agility, and attacking mismatches to the basket. Meet me at the cup. And that is what he was doing so well before he got injured for this team, because it not only allowed him to get high efficiency points at the rim and also draw contact and get to the free throw line, but allowed him to then playmake as he's breaking the defense down in the paint, collapsing the defense. Then he can spray it out there to his three-point shooters. So I have to give him a lot of credit for just having that self-awareness to adjust this game to make his team better. But as you said, in the postseason, it's really where he's going to be measured.
And like you said, you know, do you think that he learned from the postseason in the past to make sure that he's a better basketball player now?
I have to hope so. That is the hope right now, Rick. You know, in their win over the Cleveland Cavaliers, he re-injured the ankle. He also had a tough matchup. I mean, Evan Mobley was one of the best defenders last year in the league. And then the next round, he's got to go up against his friend Bam Adebayo, who's also one of the best defenders there. So, you know, the way that defenses scheme in on him is they're going to force him to make a decision. He's got to move the ball. He's got to play quick. He's got to play fast. And he has to anticipate where the double teams are coming from. And so you have to hope that he's learned from the loss to the Miami Heat and a few years back, the loss to the Atlanta Hawks. The difference here now is that he has a Jalen Brunson to take some of the load off of him. OG Anunoby, hopefully he comes back healthy. A reliable outside three-point threat that the Knicks really didn't have up until now. You know, you have OG Anunoby, you have Dante DiVincenzo. You've added a lot of shooting efficiency to your lineup. So those guys, those three guys can help bail him out. He just has to make those the right decisions, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, let's talk about this game tonight. CP against the Lakers. Yeah. Obviously, LeBron coming, AD coming to New York. It's going to be buzzing. The energy is going to be.
It's going to be buzzing,
it's
man.
It's going to be off the chain and stuff.
Yeah. Are they playing? Because they ain't playing Boston.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Biggest thing.
But it's still the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's still the Lakers. And there's been this whole talk and stuff like that, perhaps. Well, first and foremost, let's deal with tonight's game. What is going to be the key for the Knicks to keep this winning streak going?
Well, if Anthony Davis and LeBron James get back, it's going to be having to tangle with those two. And for the Knicks, if OG Anunoby and Quentin Grimes are out, you're still down two of your better perimeter defenders. And so with OG Anunoby, he's a guy that he can guard AD, he can guard LeBron, he can guard Austin Reeves. You may see him on all three of those guys. So losing that versatility kind of hurts. You have the Lakers coming in off of a hot win over the Boston Celtics without those two guys. Their offense came to play. Their defense came to play as well. So for the Knicks, on one hand, it's going to have to be defensively. Just see, you don't know. The thing about the Lakers is they've been so inconsistent offensively all year. You don't know which team is going to show up. But the Knicks can't overlook that. They have to be ready for the team that won in Boston and be ready to guard the three-point line where the Lakers were hot on Thursday night. And then, you know, when LeBron and AD get in there, they're going to have to figure out who's going to take those matchups. As we just said, it could be Precious Achiuwa being very busy against both of those guys. Isaiah Hartenstein as well has helped on the boards. And then offensively, it's Brunson time. You know, with the Lakers losing Jared Vanderbilt in the second half of that game against the Celtics, they lost their premier wing defense, their versatility as well. So I'm going to be curious to see how the Lakers attack Jalen Brunson. You could see more Taurean Prince, more Cam Reddish, some of their wing defenders trying to take him out the game, but he's been so locked in, I really don't think it matters at this point.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
No, when we still talking about the, I'm not talking about the Knicks no more. Who do you see the biggest presence outside of the Celtics? I mean, Joel Embiid is down. What do you see the Knicks surging up even further to catch the Milwaukee Bucks?
1.5 games behind the Bucks. You have the Bucks still trying to get things in order under Doc Rivers. I think they have a potential to catch those guys. You also have the Cleveland Cavaliers. We can't overlook the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are playing well. And this is what I feared when they lost Garland and Mobley. I said, look, they still have the ability to tread water, especially with Donovan Mitchell at the helm. And then you haven't seen Cleveland at their best yet. That's my whole point. And now they got Garland back. Mobley should be on the way back in a couple of weeks. And they're playing their best ball. So
CP, stop that, man. Why are you doing that? You know doggone well the Knicks match up really well. That team is not the same team since they lost to the Knicks. And I said it before, from a psychological standpoint, the Knicks own them. You know the Knicks not worried about them. No. They went in there and
Well, I'm not saying to be worried. I'm not saying to be worried, Gerald.
But you know the Knicks not worried about them.
No. They're not worried. But they do have one key matchup coming up in the regular season later on this year, and that could determine who wins the second, the third, or the fourth seed. And now you're talking about home court in the first round. So I think it is important just to see where they are, especially in the regular season, and make sure that you win the season series against them later on the season to claim your spot, because they're going to be neck and neck all year.
Yeah, CP the Franchise, creator of Knicks Fan TV, as well as the NBA report, and also Sirius
and
XM.
One more.
Hamptonian.
The real HU.
You see it right there, right?
Absolutely.
The real HU. Before we let you get on out of here, there's been so much talk.
No, Howard is real HU. They had it first. I'm not going to lie.
The home by the sea. How about that?
The home by the sea.
I like that.
There you go.
The home by the sea.
Yep.
But there's been a lot of buzz and stuff, and even Rich Paul came out and made a statement yesterday stating the fact is that LeBron is not asking for a trade.
Yeah.
And he will not be traded. But there's been, obviously, he wants to play with his son if he decides to come out this year.
Yeah.
And clearly, if he opts out this summer or gives the indication that he wants out, would you want the Knicks to be at the top of that list? And could you see LeBron coming to New York and be a part of this mix? It's going to have to give up a lot.
Yeah.
But if he does it and comes next year, how much of the excitement that, you know, they missed out before would return, in your opinion?
You know, Gerald and Rick, I'm looking at this latest LeBron James trade hoopla as just another attempt for him to put pressure on Rob Pelinka and those guys to make a move at the deadline. They just lost Vanderbilt. The West is on fire with OKC and the Timberwolves and all these guys. He wants them to go make a move so to help them get through in the playoffs. But for LeBron James to come to New York, that ship has sailed not once but twice already. Gerald, he's got so much gray hairs. He's looking like a grandpa out there, man.
But now, Tom Brady did it for my beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Healthy.
He's still a winner.
Healthy.
Yes.
Right? One thing about when Tom went to the Buccaneers, they had all the infrastructure was laid out for him. A great offensive line. He didn't get anything dirty. LeBron James, he's missing games left, right, and center over the last 3 years. That would be a same old Knicks move, Gerald, just for the headlines and not for the substance. Say no. We got a good thing going right now. It's orange and blue skies out. We got Spike going to be at the game tonight. Maybe Magic shows up, man. The Garden is rocking right now without LeBron James. It's good to see Clutch and CAA mend defenses, because that could unleash a couple possibilities for the Knicks in the offseason and beyond.
Not LeBron James. Great point. CP, it's going to be entertaining. I always said, too, I think that also, too, I said it was the last question, but I want to throw this one in here. You look at the stretch where the Knicks, and it's one of those teams, like I said before, with the Pelicans. It's the same situation that applies for the Knicks. They close out the season at Orlando, and then they open back up at Philly. Those two games right there, how much of an importance are for the Knicks to have a strong showing to close out the season, close out the first half of the season, and then get right back into the thick of things, playing against a Philadelphia 76ers team to start the second half of the season. And then, oh, by the way, you welcome Boston to the Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days later.
That's when the real ball begins. Look, they're playing very well, 14-2 over the stretch, but they've been very fortunate to capitalize on a home-heavy schedule against some subpar teams. They had a tough December, so things are equaling out for them, but now the test begins. And I hope OG Anunoby is back healthy for some of these games, because you want to see how they stack up defensively against Philly again. They beat Philly already, but you want to see that again. They lost to Orlando twice. They lost to Boston about three, four times already. So they've got to start earning their lunch against some of the tougher teams in the East to really establish themselves here.
Yeah, and it will be interesting to see how it plays out. Hopefully to see exactly what they do during the trade deadline. And looks like they might have the makings of getting Kyle Lowry on that mix there. So another one of them old players. They'll do it. They will do it. They will do it. But you know what?
Go New York. Go.
No. But that's why I love talking to CP, the Franchise, because, again, he keeps it real, and it's not going overboard and going all crazy about the first half of the season and really, really looking at it. Again, if you haven't gone to the Knicks Fan TV site, definitely check it out. It's so interactive, very impressive, and it's
Get on there since I know the homeboy.
You gotta come through, Rick.
You know, I will.
Definitely. Listen, CP, man, always a pleasure, man. Great job as always. Continue doing what you do, man. And definitely look forward to talking down the line because it looks like you said, blowing orange. It's bubbling. The city's bubbling. And you know what? It's a good thing if the Knicks are able to do what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely, man. OGs, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we can do this again.
Absolutely. Done deal. He is CP, the franchise creator of Knicks Fan TV and the NBA Report. Also, SiriusXM NBA radio host, and he is in Hamptonio. Coming up.
Hamptonio.
Hamptonian. Hamptonian.
Crackers out your mouth.
Coming up, we'll get back in the board, talk about the NBA action.
Sad.
Looking at tonight's action on the floor. It's the Bottom Line Sports Show right here on SiriusXM NBA Radio, channel 86, and of course on your SiriusXM app.